Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Happy Easter. We celebrate the 8th day of Easter on this Divine Mercy Sunday, a liturgy and the readings that are full to overflowing with the plenitude of God's mercy. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault, Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal Feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose Spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the Apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to need. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world? But the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh. promise, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen me, but still believe. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. This Sunday is the second Sunday of Easter, known as the Octave of Easter. It is also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. St. John Paul II announced this celebration in the year 2000 when, during his homily at the canonization of St. Maria Faustina Kowalski, also known as St. Faustina, he stated that this second Sunday of Easter from now on will be known throughout the church as Divine Mercy Sunday. For those of you who do not know about this saint, here's just a little bit about Saint Faustina. During the 1930s, Saint Maria Faustina Kowalski, a young and for the most part uneducated nun, received extraordinary revelations from our Lord Jesus regarding God's loving message of divine mercy. And in his revelations to the young nun, it was made known to her our Lord's desires concerning the Feast of Divine Mercy. This is mentioned actually over a dozen times and can be found in red in her diary titled The Diary of St. Faustina Kowalski. And also during his homily, St. John Paul II made it clear that the images of divine mercy that St. Faustina saw represent the risen Christ bringing mercy to the world. Jesus shows his hands and his side, and he points to the wounds of his passion, especially the wound in his heart, the source from which flows the great wave of mercy poured out on all of humanity. And so today we display this image of divine mercy as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. Well, let's talk a little bit about the lesson or lessons from our scripture passages this morning. The first theme I think that most people latch on to, especially in the gospel, is the lack of faith or lack of belief or disbelief of St. Thomas. And so we have that term, that phrase that I think maybe all of us have used at one time or another, don't be a doubting Thomas. But I think poor Thomas received some undeserved bad press because of this gospel account. And so just stop for a moment and think about the other disciples who were there when Jesus first appeared. And ask yourself, would they have been so quick to believe if they weren't present? And also ask yourself, would we doubt if we weren't present, if we weren't there at that time? Perhaps we would have. Well, we'll come back to Thomas in a minute. I'm not going to forget about him. I'm going to come back to him. But that leads me to a second thought about the readings. This week, as I began to read them, even the first time before I had time to really digest them, there was one basic and common theme that ran through all of them, and that is belief or believing. They even use that word, belief or believing, many times. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the first sentence right out of the chute, so to speak, states, the community of believers. The second reading from the letter of St. John, again, right from the beginning, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And then we come to the gospel, which takes a little more time to develop. We encounter Thomas and his statement, unless I put my hand into his side, I will not believe. But we know how this ends. It didn't stop there. Jesus appears, and Jesus invites him to do that very thing, and not to be unbelieving, but believe. And Jesus then says, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. This small passage of St. John's Gospel, a couple of paragraphs, states this word, believe or believing, six times in a very short space. Now, we all know we have just celebrated the most powerful thing that ever happened to the human race. Resurrection from the dead to a glorified state. But we ourselves didn't witness it, but we believe. What does it mean to believe? Simply put, to have confidence in the truth, even though we don't have absolute proof that one is right in doing so. Another word for believing or belief is faith. My friends, faith tells us that when we pray, when we become silent and go into the private rooms of our hearts and minds, that God truly exists and that His Holy Spirit dwells within the inmost parts of our being. We have faith. So I didn't forget about Thomas. We're going to come back to Thomas right now. Thomas is a very important figure for us. as all of us, as we strive for our entire lives to deepen our own faith. See, I think Thomas stands as a type of bridge between the first Christians who physically saw Jesus and the generations to come, whose faith would rely on apostolic witness and on their own, what I call, eyes of faith. So why is Thomas so important? Because Thomas heard about the resurrection through his fellow apostles, and yet Thomas also had his own personal encounter with Jesus. Because of this, we can truly take his experience as a model for ourselves. So how do we deepen our own faith? Well, just like our brother Thomas, we have the witness of a believing community, a 2,000-year-old testimony of the people of God who continue to proclaim, "We have seen the Lord." My friends, our faith and our witness to our beliefs in Jesus and his glorious resurrection is so strong and so powerful that it has lived and grown for over 2,000 years in all lands, in all languages, with all peoples. You see, the truth has not changed. The truth is the same. And the promise of a personal encounter with Jesus remains just as real today as it did on the first Easter Sunday. And this is why our faith, this is why our belief is a living faith and a living belief. A living faith in Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity who rose from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father. We are resurrection people. As St. Paul says, without the resurrection, our faith is an empty faith. And we, like St. Thomas, proclaim, "My Lord and my God," every time we come together and pray and celebrate in our liturgies and sacramental life of the church. Just like those first communities that we heard about in Acts of the Apostles, the first community of believers that we read about lived in a common life in which they knew the presence of their Savior, and they were drawn together in love and service. Their faith was deepened, and the witness of their own transformed lives, because of this, evangelized and transformed others. And so you see, this is how the faith and belief flourished and grew and continues to grow over 2,000 years, person to person. And so just like St. Thomas and the rest of the apostles, we ourselves, all of us, must be witnesses to the resurrection of Christ in our own lives. You see, we're all commissioned to spread the good news to the society around us, beginning with one person at a time, starting in our own families and our own circle of friends. And this, my friends, is how we truly become believers. And so during this Easter season, I ask that you give this a try in your own way, according to your own gifts. Make a difference in someone's life, especially your own. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
With St. Thomas, let us rise to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus. Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and offers himself through his sacrifice on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And so we offer our prayers through his intercession to the Father.
For Pope Francis and all leaders throughout the Church, as they bear witness to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the peace of our risen Lord will dwell in the hearts of every ruler and leader in the world, we pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here today, as we share in our own small way in the mission first given to the apostles to testify to the good news of our risen Lord, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all the newly initiated Christians, especially those among us in our own parish, that they will be signs of the new life with which Christ has filled our church, we pray to the Lord. Persecuted Christians throughout the world, especially those in the Holy Land and the Middle East, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the intentions of the Federation of Our Lady of Guadalupe active members, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Larry Puig, Robert E. Hagelin, Isidro Villarreal Sr., Rebecca Villarreal, and George Vial and Cynthia Schumann, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Special prayers for Deborah Pius and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of our intentions, spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
We pray, too, for an increase in divine mercy in the Church, especially that all the faithful may avail themselves of the privilege of divine mercy, of receiving communion and going to confession, and obtaining a full remission of temporal punishment due to sin, and all the graces and blessings of Divine Mercy Sunday. For this we pray to the Lord. God of mercy, your love is everlasting and conquers the world. Hear these our prayers and grant them through Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord. Amen. sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the oblations of your people, that renewed by confession of your name and by baptism, they may attain unending happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord, of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
A mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Faustina, Pope Saint John Paul, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you in your compassion, O merciful Father. Gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. Remember your servants, whom you've called from this world to yourself. Grant that they who are united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection, when from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. To our departed brothers and sisters too, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God as you are, we shall be like you for all the ages and praise you without end. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.